Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
The Billy Goat Tavern is a landmark in Chicago, certainly a Chicago treasure. And Sam Cianis, you also qualify as a Chicago treasure. Good to see you. How are you, Sam?
How are you? Good, fine, thank you.
You want to introduce us to the fine young man sitting to your right here?
It's my son, Bill.
Bill is a familiar face in the Billy Goat, too.
The original Billy Goat's name.
Let's talk a little bit about the history.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a coincidence, right? Or did you name him after the goat?
Yeah. His name Bill.
Okay, let's talk about this, because William Cianis bought the Lincoln Tavern in Chicago in 1934, right?
And that 34, yeah.
And that was the beginning of this empire, right?
Yes, yeah. So,
which now has nine locations.
Yeah, they were over by the old Chicago Stadium.
Right, across from the stadium where you have a place now.
Now, the Billy Goat over there, it was across the street from the Chicago Stadium.
That was the original
The original Billy Goat there.
Right, on Madison.
And after that, that's where they started back in 1934. In 1939, my uncle tried to take the goat to the Cubs game.
It was your uncle who was responsible for the curse of the Billy Goat.
And what year was that?
1945.
Yeah. But 1930, you know what happened? You had the Billy Goat down with a bar, and right upstairs was living. It was an apartment. And he come down one day, and he goes by the door, and look, there was a baby goat next to the door. So he took the goat, brought him, or he opened the place, he goes in there, and he told, like, and then he called the paper, the news, and somebody brought me a Billy Goat here. I found live goat in my door.
So this was the beginning of all this. He found the little goat, but he grew a beard. He kind of looked like a Billy Goat, didn't he?
Yeah, he had the beard here.
He had a little beard. Yeah,
beard.
All right, let's mention the news of the day: the legendary Billy Goat, and also Phil Stefani's 437 Rush, formerly Ricardo's, another legendary establishment, got a reprieve. Because right across the street from us here, the Realtors building is not going to be torn down or renovated or whatever they're going to do with it. That was going to affect you guys and also Phil Stefani. So everything is staying as is now on the lower level of Michigan Avenue, right?
Yeah,
that's what we want.
Yeah. That's what we want. Of course, that's what we want. Yeah,
that's what stays.
Nobody wants to be displaced.
How did you feel the Billy Goat that's in Lower Michigan? What year was that?
1934. We opened this place over here back in 1964.
Mm-hmm. So this was much later, 30 years later, you open it up. In 1964, why did you decide to open up a restaurant on Lower Michigan? Wasn't that taking a big risk?
No. You know, when I put the building on here, was a brand new building. The owner that time, he was coming to see the basketball game over by the stadium, an old stadium. And we had the bar right there next door, you know. And they stopped there one day with a reporter from the Sun Times. I'm talking about 50 years ago, though. And he was talking to my uncle, and he told my uncle, says, he says, as soon as I finish the building there, I'm going to have you to come down, open Billy Goat by here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my uncle says, okay, I do that. Then after that, they came back from the game, then told my uncle, come over with us. Then he took my uncle, he brought him over here, he showed me the building. You know, then he says, that's where we're going to start opening a Billy Goat down here.
All right, and now, and Bill, you're kind of the subtitles for us here. explain once and for all where the no fries, chips, and no Pepsi, Coke, where that started, how that started. Because there's so many different stories about this and how Saturday Night Live picked up on it. And I've heard over the years that it wasn't the Billy Goat. It was some Greek joint that the Belushis knew about. Other people say, no, it's the Billy Goat. What's the story?
Belushi.
Well, Donovello was the writer of the skit. And Father Guido Sarducci. And he used to come... he used to do advertising here in Chicago, and I don't know which advertising agency, but he used to come in for lunch, and he would tell us stories that when my great uncle was still there, he used to have this little rubber mallet, and he used to hit people on the head with it and make a noise, and he got hit in the head a few times with it, so he remembered the place, and when people come in, from the beginning, from the 60s when it opened, it was my dad. Other cooks, the Greek cooks, and they would yell out the orders, how we do now, cheeseburger.
Sam, give us an example of how you yell out the order.
When they started making hamburger in America back in 1894. In 1934, they make people come in and says, we want two hamburgers. One with cheese, one three hamburgers, two with cheese. Then when we opened a place over here, Michigan Avenue, people coming in, I would take the order. I said, "What do you like?" He says, "We want two hamburgers with cheese." And I didn't say two hamburgers with cheese. I said, two cheeseburgers. I tell the cook, cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. That's what John Belushi. Then. the Naval used to come in for lunch maybe once, twice a week, and they watched me the way we're acting to the customers over there, the way I talk.
They heard you.
Then I say, let's do the Billy Goat.
I got you. And then, all right, give us the whole spiel now with the chips and the Coke. Give us the whole thing.
Says, fries, no fries, chips. Pepsi, no Pepsi, Coke. Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. No fries, chips, and no Pepsi Coke.
There you go. Okay, there you go. So, Bill, is that pretty much what happened then? It all started with Don Novello?
Don Novello, yeah. And then Belushi, Bill Murray knew the place a lot because they used to do Second City, the comedy club here in Chicago, and they used to come in for lunch. But nobody knew who they were, before Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
Maybe local people knew, but not.
Sure.
And then this... Donovello, all of them knew about the same place, so he decided to write the skit. And then Belushi also had his family was in restaurants as well, so he knew how the restaurants were run, and everybody had been to the place, so they knew what to do. So they made the skit off of it.
You know what? I hadn't seen it in a long time, and then a month or so ago online, I found one of the original. Bits that they did, and it's still funny because it's the repetition of the order over and over and over again. Well, hilarious.
We find it funny because we see my dad. That's Belushi. It's how he is.
Is that right, Sam?
Yeah. And then Bill Murray is some other cooks that didn't know English. Only knew Greek, and it's exactly how they did it. So that's.
Did he come and study you?
He might have, yeah.
And so now, I know whenever I go by... The goat on the lower level of Michigan Avenue, a lot of tourists come now because of that, don't they?
From all over the world. We get tourists showing us their guidebooks from Japan, from Germany, everything. It's all in...
And it says to come here. Yeah. Why is it... They consider the one in lower Michigan the original. I mean, so many people... who come in from out of town think that that is the original, but it really is not.
Well, that's the original for the restaurant, burgers. Because the original, the one on Madison Avenue was only a bar. It didn't have. But this one was the first one with
the restaurant.
And then the place that you opened up on Madison, how many years has that been open now?
Since 1995.
So the original location, way back, that was that raised at some point. Was that long gone?
Yeah, That was
the one near the old Chicago Stadium.
Yeah, that was when they moved over here in the 60s. That's when they tore down those buildings for parking for the Chicago Stadium.
And then
we kept a lot.
I got you. And so the place on Madison now, how close is that to the original location?
Where the United Center, the site of the United Center, that's where the original one was.
I got you.
And it's a few blocks from there.
Right. So, Sam, how do you feel now that you're not going to be displaced by the building across the street there?
I was kind of disappointed, you know, for me after all these years.
That you were going to have to move.
People here.
Yeah.
People coming in over here, movie stars, presidents, vice president, come from all over.
Right.
Now only from the United States, they come from different countries too.
Well, now they can keep coming.
They still come in over here, and we had a lot of fun. Now people find out, they saw that they're going to move us there, and still a lot of people coming in from different places, the United States. He even came from England.
I'm sure. I see him down there all the time. And as we mentioned now, nine locations now for the Billy Goat. And what are the plans for the future? More? You can open more?
We'll see, little by little.
How many altogether now?
Nine. There's nine locations.
Nine.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know how you managed to run nine of them.
There's a lot of nine sons.
There's six of us. Four
my
boys,
sons
two girls.
Over, I mean.
Sam, you're three short. I hate to break the news to you. You're three short. All right, it's
six.
But the thing that we found out when they're closing.
And we got five boys.
Yeah.
Babies. nephews. I mean, grandsons.
You don't have enough restaurants to go around.
Yeah, you
dig
into,
that's more
dig
than
into
nine
the family.
Altogether.
What were you saying, Bill?
We just want to thank like the people of Chicago and people that wrote on our website and everything, all their memories and everything that was warm towards us, and we want to thank them because it was hard for us to move from there, and they made it seem so much easier if we had to, so.
Glad you don't have to now.
We don't have to now.
All right. Well, so,
we don't
thank
welcome
you, Bill.
A lot of people, the way they talk to me, they will come over and see me, and the way I act, it says to me, Sam, we're still gonna go up around, but they're not gonna be the same like you here.
Well,
now you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
now
we'll be there.
It's a Chicago treasure, the Billy Goat, and you guys are Chicago treasure too. Sam Sianis, Bill, thank you too. And I do admit that I do like going into the place and saying hi to Jeff, who's been the bartender for many years down there. But I also, just to aggravate them, I like to order fries and a Pepsi just to see what happens.
No fries, chips, and a Pepsi Coke.
Thank you very much.